This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 29. And in this episode, Dr. Hall tells the story of a gentleman who suffered with paraneuropathy. Every step he took, it felt like he was walking in hot sand, and how an upper cervical correction changed his life. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
For more upper cervical stories and testimonials, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. And if you are a doctor who would like to learn how to use the web to communicate better what you do and how you can help people in your area, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com and click on the Services tab. This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick, and this is the program where we hear stories about how people are helped through the power of an upper cervical correction. And I'm here with Dr. Hall, who today is going to tell us a story about a patient who suffered with paraneuropathy, which just means that they had numbness in both legs, and they were seen by a doctor in Colorado named Dr. Hug. You want to take it from there, Dr. Hall?
I sure will. Well, paraneuropathy was just one of the problems he had. And I don't know if you viewers were able to see last week's program where I talked about the gal from Raleigh Studios. This is actually her brother who she was out visiting, and after arguing for 3 hours with him, actually finally coerced him to see Dr. Hug, who practices outside of Denver. I'm not sure exactly what city he lives in. But Carol mentioned, and I'm sure you doctors who've had neuropathy patients who come in, they talk about how their feet feel like pillows because they've lost a lot of the feeling, and if they're really severe, they walk really heavy-footed because that's the only way their brain knows that their feet have hit the ground. Otherwise, they'd fall over. But she said that he felt like he was walking on hot sand all the time. I guess that's a good description. Really hot sand, not warm sand, really hot sand. And I guess he suffered with this for 3 years, and it was progressive over that period. And remembering our conversation, she told me that he had really, really severe allergies, not only to cats and dogs and pollen, but pretty much all sorts of food. And we're not talking like to wheat every now and again. And it was basically every food that he ate triggered a migraine. I guess he lived with migraines 3 days a week for, I guess it kind of ran in their family, right? Suffer with migraines 3 times a week for an extended period of time. And she remarked that he had to, really be careful with diet-wise what he ate, because he was pretty much allergic to everything. But so he finally went in and saw Dr. Hug, and Dr. Hug took some very precise three-dimensional x-rays of his upper neck, looking at how the atlas fits to the floor of the skull. And as I've said on the last two or three programs, this is precision work. We're not feeling for how the vertebra's out of position. We're not motioning the joint to see how it's out of position. We're actually visualizing how the atlas joint fits to the floor of the skull, because both joints between the atlas and the skull fit together like mirror images. And by imaging the outer margin of that joint, you can determine how many millimeters and what direction that vertebra shifted out of position. And this particular individual was put on a table in the side posture position, no twisting, popping, or pulling. Dr. Hug lined up on a particular angle in the opposite direction of how the vertebra translated out of position, and made a lightning quick recoil adjustment. And again, the amount of force used in the adjustment is such that most people get off the table and wonder if anything was done. Well, this individual knew something was done rather quickly, because his paraneuropathy, which, by the way, has no known etiology medically, which means they don't know what causes it, and there's not much they do about it medically other than tell you you have to live the rest of your life that way, mm-hmm. as long as you stay in that system. And like I said, rather quickly it cleared up, and Carol told me that a couple months later he flew out to California, and Carol has cats, many of them, in her house, and he came into the house, and a couple of hours went by, and Carol says, "Do you realize you've been in my house for 3 hours and you haven't sneezed and your eyes haven't turned red?" And he said, "Oh yeah, my allergies are completely gone, not only to the cats and dogs and pollens, but he's able to eat all sorts of different food."
Wow.
And not have the same reactions. His migraines have completely cleared out. And so we don't have any research proving this at this point. Well, there's some out there. I guess there's an HIV study with a CD4 count and immune system, but we see patients with, you know, these allergy issues all the time clear up, and I don't know if you came across this study. It was about 7 years ago, and I think I came across this through Dr. Dan Murphy. But 10 years ago, the medical profession used to say that the immune system had its own brain, and you know the nervous system didn't really control it. And I think it's probably been longer than 7 years at this point. But there is some research that came out that showed all of the neurotransmitters, which are proteins that carry information between the synapse, or where nerves meet up together, all of the same neurotransmitters in the synapse have lodging stations on all of the white blood cells in the immune system, which obviously one would come to the conclusion that the immune system is directly under the control of the nervous system. And this is how we can see people with all sorts of allergies and autoimmune conditions, and these sorts of conditions and symptoms respond to an upper neck adjustment. I know to the public it sounds very outlandish when you don't understand the neurology that's involved, but the bottom line is this. Dorland's Medical Dictionary states that the nervous system's job is to control and coordinate all body function. And so every single cell, I don't care whether it's your immune system, your heart cells, your right big toe, all of it's directly under the control of the nervous system, from a brain message through the nervous system of the tissue. And so quite simply, to you, to the lay public out there, if the top vertebra has been malpositioned from a trauma, and I could name 100 of them, and has become locked out of its normal position, and it's interfering with that brain's control over the body, it can affect anything through the whole system. We are not saying that we cure everything, but we are saying that a vertebral subluxation in the upper neck can impact anything in the entire system, and as a consequence, if you correct it, it's not a surprise that we see a whole spectrum. In fact, I'll just say there's probably not a disease or symptom out there that an upper cervical doctor hasn't seen change or clear.
Very good.
So as I said, there's a family member of Carol. You now know why she's on fire about upper cervical, and I think soon she's going to join the ranks of Greg Buchanan and the Bredas and the Tomasis and this whole, you know, underground lay movement that we have that are out there pushing upper cervical to the masses.
Right.
I'm going to forward this to her.
Very good.
Well, one side note, uh-huh. Dr. Hambrick, can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
Our phone conversation this morning, she was able to refer in a gal from the studio who has this just massive misalignment, and her a really good friend is the editor of O Magazine, Oprah.
Hey.
And you know over the last 6 months or a year, or maybe longer than that I've been on this Oprah mission. I think it was 4 years ago at the Evolution. I said we're going to get on there, and Carol said we're over my dead body. We're gonna get this in there, and
wow.
So and the gals already had some really good changes. So we've got all our fingers and toes crossed, because hopefully in an episode coming very soon, I'll be able to tell you that there's a 2-page article on upper cervical healthcare in O Magazine.
That's
coming,
awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Hall. We will talk to you next week.
All right. See you later.
This has been another episode of Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. To subscribe to this podcast, you can do that at UpperCervicalDocs.com. You can also subscribe in iTunes, and we'd appreciate it if you would write reviews, tell your friends. The more people that know about Testimonial Tuesday, the more people will know about Upper Cervical. We'll see you next time.